This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and Mauritius have decided to elevate their partnership to the level of an enhanced strategic partnership. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that on the special occasion of Mauritius National Day, he had the opportunity to meet his Mauritian counterpart, Navin Chandra Ramgulam. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Navin Ramgulam, as part of his two-day official visit. Many agreements were signed between India and Mauritius today on the second day of the visit. During the meeting, they exchanged 8 MOUs and agreements related to local currency settlement system, credit facility agreement, training program for diplomats, sharing of white shipping information to deal with financial crimes, cooperation in the field of MSME, training of public officers for good governance. At a joint press statement, the Prime Minister emphasized Mauritius' crucial role in India's regional strategy, highlighting its significance in the global south, the Indian Ocean, and the African continent. Speaking on the occasion, he underscored India's commitment to regional stability and prosperity. He said both nations are not only linked by Indian Ocean, but also connected by tradition and culture.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है। हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं। प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा, हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है।
The U.S. said that Ukraine has agreed to its proposal for an immediate and interim ceasefire for 30 days, and now it's up to Russia to reciprocate. The U.S. has also lifted the pause on sharing intelligence and providing military assistance to Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio informed this to reporters after a meeting with Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. A joint statement issued by the U.S. and Ukraine said that Ukraine has expressed readiness to accept the U.S. proposal to enact an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire, which can be extended by mutual agreement of the parties. U.S. President Donald Trump announced another major increase in tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports. The tariff rate, initially set at 25%, has now been raised to 50%. Trump's decision to double the tariffs is an immediate response to Ontario's decision to increase electricity costs for American consumers. Canada's Quebec province imposed a 25% energy rationing penalty on electricity markets in the U.S., especially on major states of economic production. In Pakistan, the security forces have rescued over 150 hostages after militants from the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, hijacked a train carrying more than 400 passengers in Balochistan's Kutchi district. So far, 27 militants involved in the hijacking of the Jaffar Express have been killed in the security operation. The security forces managed to rescue hostages after a gunfight with the militants. The rescued passengers have been taken to Mutch, a nearby town, where a makeshift hospital has been set up to provide medical assistance. The central government arranged for the safe repatriation of 266 Indians on Tuesday via an Indian Air Force aircraft following their release from cybercrime centres in Southeast Asia. In a social media post, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the Indian embassies, in collaboration with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand, played a crucial role in securing their release and facilitating their repatriation. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the upliftment of the deprived and backward sections of society for the inclusive and sustainable development of the country. Presiding over the 72nd convocation of Punjab University, Chandigarh, President Draupadi Murmu said that the students should have sensitivity and the spirit of love for the nation. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu will take on Kim Ga-hyun of South Korea in the first round of women's singles at the All England Open Championships in Birmingham today. Women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will be up against Chinese Taipei combination of Sung Xiu Yun and Yu Xian Hui this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.